We are in the first piece in Netivot Shalom on Rosh Hashanah, which is in Chelak Bet of the additional volumes. We're on page Kuf Zayin, Mamar Rishon Hayom Harat Olam. When a Tana Tokef Kedushat Hayom, Kiyun Orava Hayom. Right, this concept of the Tana Tokef, one of the strongest filot that we have on Rosh Hashanah. There's a very strength to the Kedusha, to the holiness of this day, because it's tremendously awesome. I don't know how to distinguish offhand between Ora and Ayom. Awesome and awesome for the moment, but in different ways, in different meanings. We'll see how he breaks it down. Yish lahavin. Inyano shal Rosh Hashanah shal Yom HaKadosh la'adoneinu kilshona navi. We have to understand what makes Rosh Hashanah so kadosh. What's so holy? What's so sanctified about Rosh Hashanah? On its simple understanding of the text, on the simple understanding of Rosh Hashanah, it's the day of judgment. Right? We wouldn't necessarily, automatically in our minds, correlate judgment with sanctity, judgment with holiness. So Yom Adin, I understand, it's the day that we're being judged. In what way does that make it kadosh? Bo ya'amid b'mishpat kol yitzrei olamim. There it stands in front of God in judgment, all of creation. Ukemamar chazal, b'rosh Hashanah kol ba'i olam ovrim lefanav kivnei maron. That on Rosh Hashanah, every single person goes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sheep as they pass through the gate one after another. They're filed out through, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging each one individually. That, if I'm understanding this correctly, that on Rosh Hashanah Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to judge the world. Is, I think, the simple understanding of the translation of that phrase. Ukechol muvar be rai mehemna sheomrim lifnei hatkiot. And if as it says in the rai mehemna, for those who know where to find it, or where it is, or say it, in terms of what's said before the tkiot. Ach lefi zeh tamua me'od. But this is astonishing. Mipnei ma lo niskar klal inyan yom hadin parashat ha'moadot. Why is yom hadin, why is Rosh Hashanah not mentioned in the area of the Torah which mentions all of the moadot, all of the holidays? In Vayikra it says, dikhtiv b'chodesh ha'shvi be'achad. Excuse me, Rosh Hashanah is mentioned, but why is it not mentioned as being a Yom Hadin? Meaning Rosh Hashanah, of course, appears in the Parsha of the Moadot, in Parshat Emor and Vayikra, but when it appears there, it makes no mention of it being Yom Hadin.
Doesn't that happen a lot?
And it's always a question. Meaning, if the Torah is going out of its way to mention these holidays and mentioning only very specific things about these holidays and excluding very specific things about these holidays, so it's always going to be a legitimate question. Yeah, 100%. Dichtiv b'chodesh ha'shvi'i b'echad l'chodesh yeh lachem shabbaton zichron tru'a mikra kodesh v'gomer. It calls it a shabbaton. It calls it a Zichron Shura. It mentions the concept of Shura there. It calls it a Mikra Kodesh, a holiday, and also references the idea of Kedusha. But it doesn't say V'lo Ne'amar Shum Remez. There's not even a hint. Shu Yom Adin. Kein Sheniskar Inyano Shal Yom L'Gabi Yom HaKippurim, as opposed to Yom HaKippurim, where it does hint to the fact that it is a Yom Adin. O B'chag HaPesach V'Sukot Shin Pa'er Inyanam B'Torah. Or as opposed to Pesach and Sukkot, where it does very specifically spell out what they are in the Torah. Right, we talked about it like at length last year by Sefirat HaOmer. It's very weird the way that it's presented in Chumash, considering all the other layers that also exist in Sefirat HaOmer. That's definitely where you really have to unpack it. But I mean, by Pesach, it hits on matzah, hits on Yitzis Mitzrayim. Sukkot, it hits on a sukkah, lulav and etrog, but no mention of the fact that it's Yom Hadin when we relate to Rosh Hashanah being primarily and singularly about Yom Hadin. So what's happening there? Uve'etzem, mahut Yom Hadin gam kenish lehavir. We also have to enlighten ourselves into what this concept of Yom Hadin is in and of itself. The milashon chazal shekol ba'i olam ovrim lefanav kivnei maron. That as it says in Chazal, like we read before, that everybody passes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sheep, again, one by one, filing out through the gate, and each one is judged individually. Mashma sheyom hadin makif b'nei brit v'she'enam b'nei brit. The implication here is, when we say kol ba'i olam, that every single person in the world, it's not specifically limited to Jews, whether people are b'nei brit, whether they're part of the brit of Amar Avinu, whether they're part of Am Yisrael, or people who are not. Ba'alei bechira, v'she'enam ba'alei bechira, whether we're talking about creations that have bechira chafshis or don't. וכמאמר הפייטן, ותספור ותמנה ותפקוד נפש כל חי, ותחתוך קצבה לכל בריאותיך. As the poet says, that everything is counted and everything is given a designation, every single living being, and it's specifically designated, carved out exactly what's going to be for every single thing in the world.
This might be off topic, but how do you judge something that doesn't have free will? Because, like, it's doing what you said it should.
Thinking out loud? It's a great question. Thinking out loud? If everything in the world is created, assuming this is the premise, which is the premise of reality according to most of the Svarma Kedoshim, that man is the centerpiece of creation, and everything else is the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, believe at the end of Chelek Aleph Perek Bet, believe at the end of Perek Bet, it's either Perek Bet or Gimel and Chelek Aleph, says explicitly that explicitly, black on white, every single thing in this world is created specifically for the purpose of man and man achieving its goal, then perhaps what the judgment is based on man's choices through its free will, through mankind's free will, is that which exists serving its purpose either as best as can be or at all in relationship to the free will choices that man has made over the course of that year. B'derech ha'efshar. Okay. Amrim b'zichronot, כי תביא חוק זיכרון להיפקד כל רוח ונפש להזכיר מעשים רבים והמון בריאות לאין תכלית מי לא נפקד כיום הזה. And as we say in the section in Shemon Esri of Zichronot on Rosh Hashanah, that there's brought a decree of remembrance to designate every single living being to remember its deeds of all of the infinite things that there are, who or what will not be judged and determined on this day. Meaning literally counted, but like taken in, meaning who will not have an accounting on this day, so to speak. V'hainu, shekol ruach v'nefesh v'amon briot nichlalim b'yom hadin. That every single living being and everything in creation is encompassed in the Yom Hadin. V'tzarich lefi zeh la'avin, ma mashmut Yom Hadin b'yechas l'mi she'ein lo ba'alei b'chira. You prefaced the question. You foreshadowed the question. Fantastic. Well done. So we have to understand, so we'll find out just how poorly I answered. We'll see the Netivot Shalom's perspective. According to this, we have to understand why, if everything's being judged, what about, as Sherry asked, what about things that don't have Bechira? V'od yoter matzinu sha'afilu malachim yechbezun v'chayel v'ra'ada yolchezun v'yomru hine Yom Hadin lifkod al tzva marom Bedin v'chulei, meaning even the malachim are included in the Yom Hadin, and malachim, without going into the details, are nothing more and nothing less than just a manifestation of the Ratzon of Hashem. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu wills something, according to many Sfarim, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wills something, its expression in this world, in its form, is through a malach. It's manifest Ratzon Hashem. That's one of the explanations given as to why a malach can't have more than one tafkid, one purpose. Right? Like there are three malachim that meet Avram in the beginning of Parshat Vayira. Every single malach has one tafkid. Why can it only have one tafkid? Why not more? Well, the answer is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing, so to speak, three things, each of those ratzons has its own unique manifestation, and then immediately disappears once it's done, according to how some understand what a malach is, as manifest for Son Hashem. But then what does that mean that the malachim are, even more so, that the malachim are being judged? How is that possible? What is Yom Hadin have anything to do with angels? Do they have any free will to do what they want to do? ששייך לעתיד לבוא כמר הכתוב והיה ביום ההוא יתקע בשופר גדול וגומר אך אין זה מתקבל כלל מכמה תמים שאין כאן מקום להאריך ועניין שופר גדול מבואר בכתבי אריזל שבכוח בכל ראש השנה אין שם. With the parentheses, but he's asking also what is the relevance to a shofar gadol at the end of days, at which point I assume he's trailing off there and saying that in the end of days, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, there also isn't Bechira Chofshit. I think that's what he's implying. Because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, what's there to choose? It's right there. There is no choice anymore. So then what would be the purpose of having a shofar gadol at the end of days? Is, I think, what he's asking in that parenthesis. Let's start getting into... Still going to ask? Wow, we have more questions. Let's see where it goes. Tov. Od yesh litbonen, we ought to contemplate. Shrei matzinu, de Rosh Hashanah hu chag. That we find that Rosh Hashanah is a chag, is a holiday. Til shana katuv. Tik'u b'chodesh shofar, b'keset liyom chageinu. That we should blow the shofar in the beginning of the chodesh, meaning the beginning of Tishrei on Rosh Hashanah. B'keset liyom chageinu, it's a tough pasuk to translate, there's a lot written about that. But the point is that it's referring to that time when we start when we blow the shofar, when we have a chiyuv to blow the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, as chageinu, as a chag. Minichtav b'Torah kedosha, Peparshat HaMoadot, it says in the Torah, in the Parsha of the Moadot, V'chein mivarchim alav shechianu, u'smechim al hufa'ato, u'vitfila omrim v'titin lanu Hashem Elokinu bi'ahavat yom hazikaron hazeh. Keep going for a second. Ve'im haya rak kipshuto shu yom adin v'mishpat hare lichora eino chag el yom etzev v'daaga. I say that all of these things are hinting to the fact that it's, again, not just a yom hadin, that we call it a chag, and chag always has a positive connotation. We call it a chag. We say shechianu and we're happy. We in tefillah we say it's Hashem Elokeinu be'ahavat yom hazikaron hazeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us with love. Ahava we know is associated with which midah?
Chesed.
Not din. So if this is Yom HaDin, why are we referring to it with the Lashon of Ahava? Why is it a Chag? Why is there all of this Simcha associated in these Lashonos of things like Ahava associated with a day that's, if it were only a day of din, it should only be related to Etzev V'Daaga, to sadness. When we get judged, we're being limited, we're being confined. Usually there's punishment that's being meted out, and Daaga, and fear of what's to come. Uv'yoter tzarich la'avin, בספר נחמיה שכתוב ויביא עזרא הכהן את התורה לפני הקהל מאיש ועד איש וכל מבין לשמוע ביום אחד לחודש השביעי ויקרא בו וגומר ויקרא בספר בתורה בתורת האלוקים מפורש וגומר ויומר נחמיה וגומר היום קדוש הוא להשם אלוקיכם אל תתאבלו ואל תבכו כי בוכים כל העם כשמעם את דברי התורה. It's a very long quote. I think he's building up to the fact that on Rosh Hashanah he came out, and he's telling them the end of the phrase there, Hayom Kadosh Hashem, that it's a day that's Kadosh to Hashem. Al titablu, don't mourn. Ve'al tifku, and don't cry. Ki bochim kol ha'am kishma'am ha'divrei ha'torah. When they heard all these things that were going to happen, they started to cry. Ve'yomar lahem, lechu achlu shmanim v'shatu mamtakim v'shulchu manot le'in nachon lo. Ki kadosh hayom la'adonenu, ve'al titatzev, ki chadot Hashem, hu, hi, me'oschem. And he's saying again, go, eat, drink, be happy, send things to one another, meaning kilu, turn around, meaning they were relating to Rosh Hashanah the way that we would think to relate to Rosh Hashanah. And he was telling them, no, stop, go, enjoy, eat, drink, be happy. But they were upset and they were worried and they were sad, and for a reason, because it was Yom HaDin. So again, where is that coming from, that sense of turning that day around into a very different place? As he continues here, Upirei Shrashi, Shibochim al Shelo Kaimu HaTorah. They were crying because they didn't keep all of the Torah. V'alzeh Amar Lahem, Kadosh Hayom V'Gomer Ki Yom Zeh Haya Rosh Hashanah. But he said, don't worry because it's Rosh Hashanah, but you should be worried if Rosh Hashanah. If you're not keeping the whole Torah, then it's a great time to be worried. So why is he telling them to go and to celebrate and to be happy when they're being worried because of Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom HaDin? Like, again, like we just said, that's what you should be doing in Yom HaDin. They should be crying, they should be feel sad, they should be worried. To go and do tshuva and to cry about their sins. Why is telling them not to cry and to go and to eat wonderful foods? Mashma de'inyano shel Rosh Hashanah hu chag shecharich lismoach bo, that it means that this Rosh Hashanah is a day that one is supposed to be joyous on. And again, then if that's the case, we have to figure out and understand why. Gam b'divrei Chazal. Could we all have just questions? Yeah. At the very least, we'll get to the questions today. It's good. We have one more before Rosh Hashanah, so we'll get some answers next week, if not. Gam divrei Chazal. Matzinu lechora ma'amarim sotrim ze et ze be'oto inyan. In divrei Chazal, we find things that are seemingly contradicting each other in this topic. Shebemasechet Rosh Hashanah ita, it says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Amar Rabbahu Amru Malachei Hasharit Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the angel said before God, Mipnei ma ein omrim lifanecha shira b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim. The angel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why aren't we saying shira in front of you? Why aren't we singing songs in front of you on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amar lehem, God responded, Efshar malach yushev al kisei din. Melech Yosef al Kisei Din, v'Sifrei Chayim v'Sifrei Meitim Munachim Lefanav, v'Yisrael Omim Shira. Is it really possible that you could have the Melech, meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, sitting there on the Kisei Adin, sitting on the seat of judgment, and the books of life and death are opened up in front of the king, and Yisrael should be saying Shira, should be singing songs? It's not Shayach. It doesn't make sense. Which again fits what the Netivot Shalom is assuming, our presumptions about Rosh Hashanah. V'ilu b'Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi it says, Ita la pasuk, mi goy gadol, asher lo elokim v'chule, which is a nation who has such a wonderful God as us, who's given us who has a God who has given so much to a people like he has to us. Ezo omer, ezo uma, kuma azot, what nation is like our nation? B'doheg sheba olam, adam yodea sheyesh lo din, Lovesh shechorim. In the normal way of the world, if a person knows that they have a day of judgment, they wear black clothes, umitatev shechorim, and they wrap themselves in black garments. Aval Yisrael einam came, but the Jews are not like this. El lovshim levanim, they wear white, umitatfim levanim, and they wrap themselves in white garments. Umigalchim se'aram, and they cut their hair, meaning they make themselves look nice. Veochlim v'shotim v'usmechim roshna mitoch bitachon v'Hashem, and they eat and drink and are joyous because they have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, seemingly contradictory Gemaras. Don't sing, it's a day of horrible judgment. Go and wear really nice clothes. Cut your hair. Go get a bite to eat. Go get a big seudah together. You know, and sing and enjoy. Well, which one is it? I don't think the answer is that it depends on whether or not you're in Bavel or Yerushalayim. Right? Which one is it? Is it a day of joy? Or is it a day of sadness and trepidation?
What does that have to do with having bitachon in Hashem?
He hasn't explained the Gemara yet.
Okay.
They're saying like, no, I have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, that could be the answer to the question, possibly. We'll see how he unpacks it. But either way, the Gemarot are for sure contradictory because they're both talking about Yisrael.
Right.
Od matzinu rayonot sotrim. We also see ideas that are conflicting with each other. B'inyan yom adim, in terms of the Day of Judgment of Rosh Hashanah. Dibiribon olamim, I believe is what that is. Dibiribon olamim, I think. Shomim lifnei atkiot, mivu'ar inyan, ki ein Hashem ohev mishpat, bi'iu ba'i de'alma yitkayim bedina, uleminda de'it din ve'it dayan. It says that I am God who loves mishpat, who loves judgment. And if it were possible that the world could sustain itself just with din, and there could be judgment and a judge, al kein shave yoma yedia limetva kaime koldina de alma. Braza dava elokim asa shaira milfanav, my asa lahai mikatriga, uvarsham. Ich malka yativ bikursaya dina visantira ate vechule. Don't know if that's in my sitter or it's in your sitter. I'm not as familiar with that. Let's skip forward to after the parentheses. Yeshua Hashem v'matzo kruva etzol karov. Ilu asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurin v'chulei tov shebeim HaKadosh Baruch Hu karov lechol gam lechol yachid bepratut v'muzman mishpat kmo shekatuv ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat lama yishbo hitkarvut kol kach gedola. He's saying that this is implying that there's a tremendous closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people on the day of Rosh Hashanah. If it's a day of judgment, which automatically creates a duality of somebody who's standing up and judging and one who's down and being judged, in what way is there a hitkarvut, a closeness, a unifying that's happening on Rosh Hashanah? We'll leave it at that for that paragraph. That miha gdola biyoter, and perhaps the greatest astonishment is biyoter binyan yom kippurim, in terms of Yom Kippur, shehu gmar hadin, is that Yom Kippur is the end of the din. Kemo shekatuv b'Rosh Hashanah, excuse me, kemo shekatuv b'Rosh Hashanah yikatevun, uviyom kippurim yichatimun, that the judgment is written on Rosh Hashanah, but it's sealed on Yom Kippur. Who yom mechilat avon v'yom hayit paisut min kudshariku l'Yisrael, and that is the day of the forgiving of sins and the appeasement between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. V'lechora him inyanim sotrim, and those two things seem to also be against each other. She'in mochlim umit paisim im. Meaning, if it's a day of appeasement, where things are, meaning, if either we're going through marriage counseling or we're being judged, but it's one of the two. I mean, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting up there on Yom Kippur, and is he coming and saying, this is your judgment, this is your fate, and it's sealed? Or are we working it out? Are we appeasing him? Are we entreating to him? Are we working it out? Are we showing our love for HaKadosh? Meaning, which one is it? But it can't be both, says the Nesivot Shalom at this stage. It can't be both a day where God is standing high up on a pedestal, so to speak, right, sitting on the Kisei HaKavod, on the Kisei HaDin, and judging us down here, and what is, and that's it. Then it's not a day of Hit Paisut. It's not a day of engaging in that relationship in a way where we're appeasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're engaging in that relationship. There's distance there. Or if we are engaging in that, then it's not true judgment. Judgment means there's action and consequence, as clearly defined by whatever it is the rules were. Action, reaction. Law, punishment, reward. But that's all that there is to talk about. So which of the two is it? Indian. The Kol Shekein. L'manda Amar Shema Kippuri Mechaper Afilu L'Sheinam Shavim. And even more so, according to the opinion in the Gemara, which says that Yom Kippur is mechaper even for those who don't do tshuva. So what's the judgment? What's the din? Is it a joke? It's not a joke. So then what's really happening? Gam kol inyan mechilat avon biyom kippurim tzarich havana. Also, all of the idea of forgiving sins on Yom Kippur needs understanding. V'ki klum maso panim yesh padavar. And it's impossible to say again, if it's Yom HaDin, there has to be a judgment. If there are laws, there has to be action and consequence. And that's what's happening on Yom Kippur. And that if a person sins, how could it be that he's just, a person can go and sin all year and then they're just automatically forgiven on Yom Kippur? Then what's the point of keeping the mitzvah in the first place? And especially since the Gemara does say, he cuts off the end of the Gemara here. But anybody who says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, gives free passes to the Jews, lets them off easy. It says the Gemara is like Chas v'Shalom that a person doesn't say such a thing. The Gemara says you can't say that. A Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give the Jews a free pass. In which case, what is Yom Kippur? And what does it mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is just handing out, kapara cards on Yom Kippur, free passes to get by, as though nothing happened during the entire year? So, if questions on Rosh Hashanah, questions on Yom Kippur, what is the nature of the day? Is it a day of judgment? Is it a day of joy? Is it a day of celebration? Is it both? How could it be both? How do they interact with each other? And how do we understand the concept of kapara in and of itself? We have 10 minutes left. Let's at least get to some movement in terms of not just being confused about Rosh Hashanah, but preparing for Rosh Hashanah. Ready? Most nods. Good. Okay. Vereshit. So, first, Neva'er. Inyan itzumo shal yom hakadosh Rosh Hashanah. So first, let's explain a little bit of the essence of this holy day of Rosh Hashanah. Shakatuv mifaresh bo ki kadosh hayom la'adonenu yeter akol sha'ar ha'moadim shenikru rak b'shem mikrai kodesh. That first of all, to note the fact that Rosh Hashanah is called kadosh hayom la'adonenu, that it is a holy day to our Adon, to our Master Hashem. More so than any other Moed, where it's just called Mikra'i Kodesh. They're days of Kedusha. But not Kadosh Hayom Adonenu is a very strong phrase to use. V'omnam, b'chdei lada'at lehavin efes katzeu, in order to understand even a little bit of the very edge of the Kedusha of this day, to just touch the Kedusha of this day a little bit. Kunorava ayom, because it's so awesome and so powerful. Uvot tenase malchutcha. And on that day, we're raising up, so to speak, the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're establishing the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hare aleinu lilmod mehatfilot derosh hashanah asher anshei kneset hagadola kavu otan uvehem miromaz mashmaut kedushat hayamim v'chol hatochen v'hakavanot al pi hanigla v'hanistar. It's upon us to open up a machzor before Rosh Hashanah to look through the tefillah that Anshei Knesset Gedola were established, and to understand through the way that they specifically organized it, in the words that they used, all of the hints to what the essence of this holy day are, both according to our revealed and hidden tradition that are all packed into the tremendous tefillah of that day. Dinei bechol tefillot Rosh Hashanah, in all of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, he's going to now touch upon some aspects of it, but good idea for all of us to spend some time with the master before Rosh Hashanah. So he's going to touch on a couple of aspects of it. Lo mishtakef velo muvlat klal inyan yom hadin. The concept of it being a day of judgment appears nowhere in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Ula ela kulam sovevim, it all revolves around inyan hachratat malchuto yiparach shmo al kol abriya. It all revolves around the establishment of God's kingship on the entire world. That is the essence of the day. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. That's in fact the most classic answer given as to why it is a day of joy and why it's not a day of fear and trepidation, and what the focus of the day really should be about. It's not a day of tshuva. It's not a day to focus on din. The focus of Rosh Hashanah is to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on ourselves in the world. To recognize and reaffirm God's kingship on ourselves in the world. V'kol ha-bakashot hema uvechein yitkadesh shimcha Hashem Elokeinu v'chulei. Even what we're begging for in Rosh Hashanah and the tefillah. We're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chein yikadesh shimcha Hashem Elokeinu, your name should be sanctified in the world, you should be king over the world. We're saying that you should be revealed and clear to everyone that you are the king of the world. What we're davening for in Rosh Hashanah is a recognition, internally and externally, of God's kingship and rulership over the world. That's what we're asking for. And that's what we're asking, meaning that's what we're supposed to be relating to. That's what we're, from our innermost places, that's what's supposed to be pouring out of us. V'chein, so too, v'chein tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha, so too, your fear and your dread should be on the whole world when you reveal yourself and it becomes clear that you are the only thing that is and that matters. V'timloch ata hu Hashem Elokeinu mehira levadcha al kol ma'asecha, and you should quickly, it should be clear that your malchus is on your entire creation, melocha kol ha'olam vodo b'chvodecha, and your kingship should be on the entire world in all of its glory. Dineishim mevakshim shekvar yiyeh ha'tikun ha'gamor umala ha'aretz de'at Hashem. We're davening that the tikun ha'gamor, that the final fixing of the world, that the end point of the world should come, where we fix it to a place where the whole world recognizes that their only thing that ain't od milvado. There's nothing but a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and God is king, and God is in charge, and God is the only thing that matters. And our relationship to a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the centerpiece of reality. That's what we're doubting from Hashem, a recognition in the world of that reality for that time to come now. V'tiyah karat malchuto yiparach al kol habriyah, and the recognition of God's kingship in the world should be on the entire world. And then he adds in your parentheses, v'hosafot, and those things that we add in, which are relating to the inyan of din and mishpat, kimo zochreinu l'chaim, right, when we add in the beginning and end of Shemoneh Esrei, things like zochreinu l'chaim, those inserts in the first couple of paragraphs, uktov l'chaim tovim v'chulei, b'sefer chaim, einam me'ikar nusach ha'tfilah, he says that they're not part of the essence of the tefillah itself, they're not the ikar nusach of the tefillah. V'im lo amram, eino chozer. And as we see from the very fact that if you get to say them, you don't have to go back. What do you have to go back for, by the way, which doesn't say here? What's the only thing that you have to go back for? Time to get prepared. You end up saying it in a couple of weeks. What? Instead of a kelah kadosh, what do you say? Relating to what? So what's ma'akev and what's not? The things relating to din are not ma'akev. If you miss them, keep going. If you forget to say hamelach hamishpat, you have to go back and say Shemoneh Esrei again. You've missed the whole point of that time of the year. No, that's fine. That's the essence of that time of the year. I never thought about it like that. It's a very beautiful point that he missed the end of that sentence. But like, think about that. That's what you have to go back for, because that's what, even in the Aseret Yemei Teshuva on Rosh Hashanah, that's what we're talking about. That's what it's really about. It's the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why one is ma'akev and one is not, even halachically. V'abior bazeh ki yisod v'shorosh Rosh Hashanah, the foundation and the root of Rosh Hashanah. This is the beginning of your actions, the remembrance of the beginning of days. Hadormita, the Nisira. I'm not sure what that Rashi Tevot is. You see that everything in the world on Rosh Hashanah, everything is renewed. Everything starts fresh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reestablishes and reaffirms and Kilu Mechadash, the entire world, on Rosh Hashanah. Because every year is unique in the Bria. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He renews a new year of life for the world. He establishes the nature of that year, and He creates that year, so to speak. He creates everything fresh from scratch at that moment of the creation of the world that's happening there on Rosh Hashanah, as it needs to be for the uniqueness that is the year to come. Specifically designed for the year that can only be that year that never was before and never will be again. Ubriat olam mechadash, and there's this recreation of the world.
How is that different than HaMechadish B'tu B'chol Yom Tamir? Like, that's happening every day.
Assumably, there would be different levels, in the same way that that there are even different levels of Rosh Hashanahs and Yom Kippur throughout the year, right? You have what's the broadest in the span of a lifetime, the broadest Yom Hadin of a person, in the lifespan of a person? That's your question? After 120?
Yeah.
Right? On the last day, that's a person says Vidoy. Mm. Right? After 100, by when they get to 120, 119, and 364 days later, a person says Vidoy. Then on a microcosmic level, a little bit smaller. Once a year, we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Hadin. What's one unit smaller than that?
Every morning.
Oh my God. Not at your question. What's the next smaller unit? Every Chodesh, every month. There's Yom Kippur Katan, for those who are familiar with the concept, where the day before Rosh Chodesh, people have a Yom Kippur Katan, because the month is going to get renewed. Every single week, what do we have? Shabbat, where the whole world is renewed again on Shabbat. And every single day, where do we have it? A mini end of life. When we experience 1/60th of death, and we have Kriyat Shema Lamita. So, yeah, HaBechadish, but different levels. The level in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews the world every day is not to the same grand scheme as the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is renewing the world and establishing a status quo for the world on Rosh Hashanah. We're going to go a few more minutes, but we've got to go. Yeah. And we'll just finish at the bottom of the paragraph if we can. Ukaita be'orachayim HaKadosh, what the Orachayim says, be'parshat Bereshit, shekol abriya lo nivra ela l'shisha yamim, that the world was only created to be 6 days long. He's, like we just said, that the world is renewed every single week. V'rak b'koach ha-shabbat, and only through the koach of Shabbos, yish hitchadshut ha-briya l'shisha yamim she'achar kach. The whole 6 days of creation, the whole 6 days of the week, only exist and get their life force from the Shabbos that precedes them. That's where it all comes from. As my Rebbe once very beautifully put it to me, he said I think I was in Shana Bet. We were schmoozing, and he was like, he said, Rabbi, you know, what do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing before He created the world? I looked at him and I said, I don't know. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing before He created the world? Please enlighten me. I have no idea. He said, Pasha, He was having Sudash Lishit. Think on that and relate it to this, but there's a lot more there than just that. But he was saying, Kilu, that the whole life force of the week is coming from Shabbos, and particularly the end of Shabbos, when it comes, those last moments to really pack that life force into the next week and what it's going to look like, are coming from those last winning moments of Shabbos, which we encapsulate in Sudash Lishit, right? But the whole life force of the week is coming from Shabbat. So too, on every single Rosh Hashanah, there is a renewal of the reality and a chidush in the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do we have time to do the last paragraph? Yeah? Okay. Just to finish a bit. Ulefizeh, mivu'ar inyan ha-mishpat va'adin mirosh Hashanah. According to this, we can understand the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. The Me'achar Sha'ayom Harat Olam, that on this day the world is being recreated. Perush Shehu Yom Chidush Abriyad, this is the renewal of the world. Al Kain Ya'amid Bamishpat Kol Yitzri Alim, therefore everything is being judged. Yish Diyun Lemala Im Mitmalei Al Yadam Hayyud Vamatara Shia'ad HaBorei Barach Shemo B'riyat HaOlam Al Pisodot HaBriyav Hayyuduim Eilav Yitbarach Shemo V'matov Sheba'olam Mitkaber Al Hara Ochas V'shom Lehefech Sha'akol Mitnaheg Neged HaKavana Al Yonah. Meaning there's a judgment on that day. Has everything in the world gone and moved the world a little bit closer to its ultimate destination? Are we doing what we're meant to do here? There's a deal in the world. Because if we're moving in the right direction, so then renew it in a way where we can keep going. But if we haven't, chas v'shalom, done anything to move the world forward, so in what purpose is there in continuing on the world? If we're heading down a negative track, for what purpose is there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu renewing it based on where we are now to keep it going in a downward spiral? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging, is this going to work? Is this going to work? Ve'omek hadin hazeh bevaday shayach biyeches lechol ha'yitzurim. And the depth of this judgment is certainly relating to all of reality, all of creation. Right, like Sherry asked before. It's relating to all of creation. Even things that aren't of Bechiras, which is similar to the way that we explained it before as well. Is it relating to fulfilling its purpose not based on our choices? Are we utilizing the world for its ultimate goal? Ha'im nigrema al yadam hitkarvut lahakavana ha'elyona. Have we completed through these things the purpose of bringing closer to the ultimate conclusion that we're trying to get to? Sheba b'riyah olo, to bring the world to its ultimate destination or not? Ukemo shematzinu b'dor ha'mabul, like we saw with the dor ha'mabul, shenimche kol ha'kiyum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm looking at the world. I've done a cost-benefit analysis. We're spending more than we're earning, right? We're sinning more than we're doing good, for sure. So he wiped them out. Now he says he's never going to do that again. But that was the idea. If the world is going in that kind of direction, then what's the point of renewing the world? Gam elu she'en lam yavakule. And when he did it then, it was also on those things that don't have choice. Va'af adama nimcheta ad gimel tfachim ki ad sham hitpashit habigam. And as Chazal tell us, that even the ground through three tfachim into the ground was destroyed. Because the world, any aspect of the world that was being utilized by those that had Bechirach Hoshit for Ra. It was permeated with Ra and needed to be wiped out. The world reflects where we're at. Since it was created for us, it is directly correlated to us. De'al pi sodot ha'briyah, that according to all the secrets of the world, is there known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishtachol ne'etzal v'nivra notzar v'naaseh l'chol prat u'prat mi'abriyab. Be'pam echad, I think. Tafkid v'yehud mishelo betol kol ha'matzara kolit shal abriyah. Everything has a purpose and a function in reality. Asher belav hachi lo ya nivra. Because if it didn't have a purpose, it wouldn't exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything without intentionality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create because he got bored. He wasn't sure. Maybe this will work out. It's God we're talking about. Everything that's here has an intended, specific goal and purpose. And is it being used for that or not? Everything that's in existence is meant to be calling out for my name and to be for my glory. That's why I created it, formed it, and even made it in this world. It's only there for my glory, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alkein b'hitchadshut ha'briyah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews the world, yish diyun im nitzrach ha'prat hazeh gam l'shana chadashah, which is basically what we said before. Is this still needed for the next year or not? Im milei et yudo v'tafkido o shehu miyutar v'nitzrach po. Is it needed or is it now extraneous and do I get rid of it? It's cleaning house, right? God does Pesach on Rosh Hashanah. Right? God cleans out all the chamis. God cleans out all everything that's unnecessary, that's sitting around, that's sitting in the corners, whatever's not needed. He cleans out on Rosh Hashanah. V'adiyun hazeh hu al kol ba'ei olam. This is on every single thing in the world. V'amon briyot le'ein tachlit. And everything that is without any way to count, without any end. Milo nifkar kiyam hazeh. Who's not judged on this day? V'gam al tzva marona adin hazeh. So too on the malachim even. Because they're also part of the created world. Malachim were created. And they're being judged. Are they also fulfilling their purpose based on our choices or not? אמנם באופן מיוחד הדין הוא על בעלי הבחירה, but obviously the most significant aspect of that judgment is going to be on those who have free will, who are impacting everything else. כיוון שהם נשמת הבריאה, because they're the soul, they're the life breath, they're the center of the בריאה. ובידם לשנות את חשבונו על ידי שעושים תשובה, ומקבלים עליהם למלא תפקידם ויודם מכאן ואילך. And it's on them, it's on those who have free choice to change the entire accounting through doing tshuva and taking upon themselves, for us to take upon ourselves to fulfill the goal of creation. When we choose to do that, we're changing whether or not something going into the next year is useful or useless. By what we take upon ourselves, by the internal space that we enter with on Rosh Hashanah. Ve'al yidei zeh mishaneh gzar dinam la'tovah, and that's how one can change the gzar din. If we're mekabel ol malchut shemayim on ourselves in Rosh Hashanah, if we really bring that into ourselves, say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you run the world, and all I want to do is bring more kvod shemayim into everything you created. Where suddenly we've just taken 20 more things, 100 more things, 1,000 more things, and said, that's necessary because I've, not, you know, blineder, so to speak, but I've taken upon myself to mekadesh shem shemayim with those things. And with myself, that I should still merit existence, with my reality around me. By doing tshuva, by bringing in a deeper recognition of the kingship of Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, through doing that, we're validating our own existence, and validating the existence of everything in the world as it's being judged, should it continue on or not. That's the interplay of the Malchut Shemayim and the Din that's happening. At the same time, through the acceptance of the Malchut Shemayim, we validate the need for these things to exist. We validate the reality of the world as it's going to be going into the year to come. Ki ein orech, ki kelk orech din, bochin levot biyom din. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging our hearts and seeing on this day of judgment where we're at, what we need, and how to recreate the world in a beautiful way, in the way they see on Yom HaDin. So to just sum up that point at the end, and we'll pick up with Gimel next week, that on Rosh Hashanah the focus is on Malchus Hashem, is on bringing kingship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by ignoring the din aspect of the day, and focusing on the essence of the day, which is the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and bringing it more deeply into our hearts, into our minds, into our lives, by dedicating ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, service of God, service of the fact that all there really is God, all that's really meaningful is Avodas Hashem for the coming year. Through that, we transform the nature of the Hitchatshut of the world, what's in it, what's validated, what continues, and what there is for ourselves. Through the internal shift that we make in bringing the Malchus of Hashem into ourselves and into our lives. Rosh Hashanah, we should see that Malchus of Hashem in our lives as we build up to Rosh Hashanah. We come into Slichos and do the Tshuva first and require the recognition in advance. That's why we at least, you know, started doing it for a while anyway because it's more amistic. But, you know, for us, we at least start on Motzei Shabbat. We don't get Labor Day weekend. We start on Motzei Shabbat at midnight. But to take that in and to really start to think about doing the Tshuva now, doing the Tshuva of returning to HaKadosh Baruch, who recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we want to be closer, that we feel close when we come to Rosh Hashanah, that we can bring that into ourselves in Rosh Hashanah, and through that, through our own choices, our own internal space, create an unbelievable world that will take us forward through the next year. B'zrat Hashem.